I'm sure you've heard it before. You do you, brother, right? Just be. Be yourself at all costs, at all times. You do you. Hey, this is Michael. It's another installment of The Human Condition. And yes, you may have already noticed in my inflection, I am going on a rant. It's the rant of you do you. However, only as far as I want you to permit to be you, because let's not forget judgment, right? Judgment. I judge what you do. So if you want to be you, you gotta pass through my filter of judgment. This is where things get a little bit crowded, complicated, convoluted, and sometimes bridges are burnt, people don't want to interact with one another anymore, and we find ourselves to be social outcasts. This is what this episode is about, so I'm going to be doing me, unapologetically me. So let's look at the context of you do you. Gary Vaynerchuk immediately comes to mind. Dom Bilyeu comes to mind from the Impact Theory podcast. Of course, Joe Rogan. So basically a couple of big names come to mind immediately when it gets to be you doing you unapologetically. So what's interesting behind the scenes is when we think about it is that we support, at least many of us, support the sayings of Gary Vaynerchuk. To be unapologetically you. Kick Monday in the ass and basically have one F-bomb after another and just stand behind it, that it's all just basically punctuation in his sentences. Then I look at Tom Bilyeu, who unapologetically says, also you, be you, my friend, usually accompanied with some dude, brother, and perhaps a little bit of fist pumping. Now the problem is that the entire idea of you doing you is predicated on the idea of becoming authentic. Right? That you truly are your authentic self in a sense of, this is who I am, take it or leave it. Well, the problem is with take it or leave it, because take it or leave it is predicated on the idea of a perception, meaning that you, the onlooker, the person who is confronted with me being me, is passing judgment upon what I'm doing. So if you agree with it or disagree with it, this is going to prompt your reaction, your support, or your disengagement, perhaps your abandonment altogether. Now, this is something we can apply from a lens of personal conduct, but where it gets particularly interesting is when we look at business conduct. Because if I want to be me in a business conduct and somebody does something that I'm disagreeing with, well, what am I going to tell them? Take a hike? Fly a kite? Kiss my ass? I don't know, the variety of responses is plentiful. The problem is that every response has a consequence. Every me being me has an inevitable consequence upon the field that I surround myself with, up to and including, for instance, my partner. So is you doing you actually in your best interest? That's what I'm about to look at next. So let's say it's in your best interest to be unapologetically yourself, authentic at all times. You basically tell people exactly what you think should happen, what your perceptions are, what your intuitions are, and you just don't mince words and you tell them exactly what's going on in your mind. Well, I've tried that, and lo and behold, I have put my friends, acquaintances, and my partner at odds, in a sense that, oh my God, how can you possibly say that? It's like, because I want to transcend small talk. I don't want to talk about the weather. If I want to assess the weather, I look out the window and the conversation is dead. I want to go deeper. I want to have a more wholesome conversation. That means having a position. The position means that I have to have an argument, a verbal resonating message saying that this is great, this is mediocre, this sucks, and here is why. The predominant interest is in the why, not just in the statement in itself, but in the reasoning behind it. Now, therein comes the discrepancy. If I am me and I do me, then I will let you know exactly what's great and what's not so great. Barring, of course, things that I think I need to be lying about. Oh, wait a minute, lying about. I can't lie if I am me. So doesn't that mean that the mask of social judgment has to be discarded? It comes off. I have to inevitably show you who I am. I actually strip back the curtains or pull back the curtains and say, hey, here is me. With all my flaws, with all my ups, with all my downs, with my expression. And I invite you to participate in who I am, provided we can get past your social judgment filters. Well, filters, wait a minute, why filters? Filters because I have an opinion and I want to be right. Therefore, if you have an opinion to the contrary, I don't want you to be right. Therefore, I'm judging you. Now, truth be told, I'm judging Vaynerchuk. I just don't like his hyperbole. I don't like his hustling style. But he is being him. So should I support it in the context of authenticity? Yes, I should. Problem is, judgment, perception, and my personal lens and worldview says, screw that. Screw you, Gary. Cut it off. Cut it down. Bring down the nervous energy. You're driving me nuts. So it's my choice, obviously, to engage with this individual. Now, I still follow him from time to time to see what he's up to and what he's saying, but I'm not one of those people who hangs on every single word he's saying. Those are the people who approve of his message. Those are the people who find that there is value in being just egged on and, yeah, you gotta do more, you gotta hustle it, hit up the next yard sale and flip it on eBay. And again, that's fine. I don't fall in that camp. So it is my social judgment to say, nope, not for me. The question is, can we at that point coexist in the same space? Because the same space is not just shared within the unidirectional, the single directional messaging that Gary Vaynerchuk is sending to me, because he sure as hell gives two shits as to what I'm thinking about him. That's also his message. But it gets much closer to home when I think about the individuals who are around me and those who actually have a perception, those who perhaps decide upon whether I do get a job, a contract, whether I'm hosting another podcast, whether I get to teach one more time, or as I'm currently also getting another degree, I did not mention that yet, that's more on a personal note, whether I'm going to be accepted in my classroom, whether my intellectual input, my academic input is accepted as what it is, or if I'm going to run into problems with that. Again, once it gets closer to home, social judgment and the acceptance of you do you gets an entirely different spin. So what are you supposed to do when you are doing you? And the person around you, may it be friend or family or neighbor or acquaintance, disagrees. What are you going to do? I'm asking, seriously, what are you going to do? Because the question becomes, are you still going to do you? Or are you going to immediately reach into the bag of your tricks and you pull out a social mask saying, whoa, hang on a second. I'm going to modify who I am to humor you. And I'm expecting that you're doing the same because inevitably we all do lie. And that's just simply, again, the human condition, hence the name of the podcast. We all lie. We all present something that we think that you want to see, thereby denying ourselves our true us. Is this how society should work? Well, it inevitably is how society does work. The question is whether it should work like that, or if perhaps Don Bellio and Vaynerchuk and Tony Robbins and whoever is out there is actually onto something by saying, nope. You do you unapologetically so, because those who are aligning with you are going to be your true tribe. The crowd in which you feel at home, the crowd in which you want to take a bath in and essentially become a bit of better version of you, as opposed to stripping on the social mask, the social face, and foregoing to be your true self. This brings me right up the ladder, if you will, to Abraham Maslow. What does Maslow have to do with it? Well, Maslow, the hierarchy of needs, upon the very pinnacle of the hierarchy of needs is the need for self-actualization. So what does it mean in the context of breaking down home and emotional well-being and blah, 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 being the highest self is self-actualization, meaning to become truly who you were meant to be in the context of what you feel comfortable with, thereby self-actualizing upon who you really are. Now, it was a mouthful, but essentially it breaks down basically to, well, you do you. Maslow was onto something here. But the problem is the pyramid gets narrower up top, right? Like any other pyramid, it gets narrower up top. So if I want to play the analogy of the pyramid here, if it gets narrower up top, then I would also expect, in a correlation, if you will, that the field of individuals who are aligning with me being me is also a smaller one. This flies straight in the face of everything Twitter, of everything Facebook, and of everything Instagram and any other social network that's out there, because it's all about how many people like my stuff, how many people follow, and perhaps how many comments I get. Conundrum, my friends, conundrum, because this is about money in the end. Now let's look at Instagram, the influencers, right? Let's look at YouTube. How many subscribers do you have? You have to have a minimum of 1,000 subscribers now and 4,000 hours of watch time over the course of a year to be allowed to monetize your channels. It is about money. Money is predicated on the idea that people are following you, thereby widening the pyramid on the bottom. Because at the very top of self-actualization, it is very narrow. This also flies in the face of something that Tim Ferriss preaches all the time, which comes out of Kevin Kelly, 1,000 true fans. 1,000 true fans is the idea that you find the smallest viable audience, the people who truly hang on to your every word, and then make this as big as you can. And the idea is that the 1,000 true fans can truly sustain your business because they buy everything that you bring to market, whether that's a thought process, a product, a book, or what have you. Essentially, it's a variable. But the point behind it is that your authentic self will bring you a small, viable audience that will keep you alive. Well, 1,000 subscribers, if I take the math verbatim, 1,000 subscribers on YouTube is the bare minimum that needs to be met to actually monetize your channel. And those 1,000 people need to be present when you release something to give you 4,000 hours of watch time. This is a very narrow calculation. So ideally, you have 100, 200,000, or 10.5 closing in on 11 million subscribers, such as Casey Neistat. Well, then you're in the money pits, right? Then you're making actual cash. So it is about numbers. It is about going back to the social mask. Because if I truly tell you who I am by being who I am, so you do you, I'm narrowing the pyramid. Do you see how this goes in a circle? Only very few people have managed to transcend, if you will, the narrowness of the top end of the pyramid and make it broader and wider. And that's the aforementioned Gary Vaynerchuk and so forth. They were unapologetically themselves, and throughout the course of time, they have managed to broaden the top end of the pyramid, which is a little counterintuitive to everything else that goes on in the social fabric of our society. Now, where does it leave us? This leaves you inevitably with this rant of mine that really doesn't come to a true conclusion other than I'm fully supportive of the idea that you should do you. With the caveat that you have to be cognizant to the fact that if you do you, people may not want to do you. They may just shun you. They may just burn the bridge and say, you know what? Get out of my environment. Don't want to see you. Don't want to hear you. Don't want to talk to you. Don't want to sniff you, my friend, because you doing you is offensive to me being me. Whoa, disalignment, right? Here's another number for you. It's called Dunbar's number. Now, Dunbar's number predicates the idea that we can only have meaningful relationships with about a maximum of 150 people. This, by the way, also flies in the face of Kevin Kelly and 1,000 true fans. But I would argue that 1,000 true fans doesn't mean that I have 1,000 intense and immersed relationships. So let's go back to Dunbar. 100 immersed relationships that I'm capable of having at any one time. Flies in the face of Facebook, Instagram, yada, 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 basically all the social media platforms. And I do believe that there was a social network that they tried to start that limited you to 150 friends. It failed because we're all living in a world of vanity metrics. More equals I am more validated. More watch time, more subscribers, more followers means I am a bigger, better person. Dunbar would probably give you the middle finger on that because it's not a relationship you're having. It's just simply a number that you're after that is vanity. So, 150 people, which is indicative of the narrow pyramid up top, being indicative of the you do you and self-actualize, thereby having a very narrow segment of people who truly align with your values, with your points of view, with who you are, and so forth. Now it makes sense. So, where does this leave us in the whole context of you doing you? Honestly, I don't know, because I'm trying to be me, and this is essentially where the entire idea of the human condition is coming from. I just want to have a platform to think and to talk and to make you talk and to perhaps at some point get a response. By the way, if you would like to respond, hit me up on Twitter at @absentpaper. That's at @absentpaper. Shoot me a DM with any kind of discussion, with any kind of objection. Or perhaps I just ruffled your feathers a little bit and elbowed out a little bit and you say, "What? You know what? You doing you, screw you, because it is not aligned with me doing me." And if that's the case, I am perfectly cool with that. Thumbs up to you, my friend, brother. And you do you and I do me and we're just not aligned and that's cool. So you're not one of my 1,000 true fans, or perhaps if I had a relationship with you in the past, one of my 150 homies in my tribe, right? I'm okay with that. Are you okay with that? If you are, that's cool. Shoot me a DM to @absentpaper on the good old tweet machine. And otherwise, I would certainly, for my limited understanding and my limited perspective, I would argue that you doing you is in keeping with the one philosophy that I believe most in, which is cynicism. The awareness that everybody lies. And the only way to get rid of lies is to strip it down to bare minimum, to make the pyramid as small as humanly possible and truly authenticate, which is where Diogenes of Sinope meets Abraham Maslow. And in the end, let's just be honest about this. Let's be true and simply call things what they are. Call a spade, and do so unapologetically. Music by Topher Williams Studios, Michael Zeitgeist.